Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. On the show right now from Judas Priest, Richie Faulkner. Richie!
Very well, Chaz and AJ. It's a pleasure to be here. How are you doing this fine morning?
It's more of a pleasure for us to talk to you.
This is true.
Grew up on Judas Priest.
Yep.
How did you get into Judas Priest?
I make a fine cup of tea, and I heard that the guys like a cup of tea in the morning. No, I'm joking. It came through mutual friends, really. You know, they always say it's not what you know, it's who you know, and it was kind of like that for me. You know, the crew knew someone that knew me. I used to play with them in cover bands around London, and this is the short story, by the way. But they sent me a couple of emails, which I accidentally deleted. But fortunately for me, they were persistent, and they gave me a call. I went down to meet the guys, and we went from there. And 12 years later, here we are. I'm talking to you guys. It's an amazing thing.
It is really cool. Walking into the spot that KK Downing once held.
Yeah.
I don't want to say big shoes, but I mean,
they're massive shoes to fill, as you said. You know, this legendary guitar player, legendary band. But I knew what the band meant to me and millions of people around the world, and I knew I had a shot at it, and it's a challenge that I had to take.
Right.
I read somewhere that you had an aneurysm on stage while performing with Judas Priest.
I did, absolutely, yeah. It was almost a couple of years ago now. I was on stage. It was Louisville, Kentucky, the Louder Than Life Festival, I had a dissection and an aneurysm on stage while playing Painkiller.
Oh.
The Reaper was on stage in Louisville that night. Luckily, we had a short set that night. Metallica was playing after us, and it happened during the last song. So if it was a longer set, I would have carried on playing even longer and probably wouldn't be talking to you today.
But, wow, really?
Yeah.
So they said if you didn't get to the hospital right away, you potentially could have died?
Oh, 1,000,000%. I mean, people don't usually get to the hospital. The doctor suggested that because our adrenaline levels were so high, because we were performing, my body was on, it was running on 1,000%. So I was able to get to the hospital to get the treatment I deserved. So you could say that, playing heavy metal and playing music actually kept me alive long enough. It saved my life.
Dead. Metal saved your life.
But yeah, I mean, most people don't even make it to the hospital. So I'm very fortunate to be here, still playing, still writing music, and very grateful.
Richie Faulkner, Judas Priest, and Elegant Weapons. We're going to talk about Elegant Weapons in a second, but this I'm amazed by this. I don't know how many stories of you think of all the performances in the history of rock music.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people have had an aneurysm on stage
right.
And then lived to tell. We're on the phone with one of them. Richie, what did you feel? Did you know something bad had just happened?
You know, it's funny, really. I didn't know much. I obviously felt pain in my chest, and I felt lightheaded. To be honest with you, I thought it was a heart attack, because what else could it be in that area of the chest? You know, I didn't know. I mean, I think if I did know, I would have come off straight away. But you work with what you know. And what I knew was that I was there. I was playing music in front of, 30,000 people that had come to see the band and come to have a good time. So fortunately, we had some medics there that were, linked up to the hospital, and we went from there, and luckily the hospital was 3 miles away. I could see the festival site from the hospital window, and it was one of the best, if not the best, heart hospitals in the country. So, if something like that's going to go down, it happened under the best circumstances, if that makes sense.
It's amazing to me your commitment to the performance, that you knew something massive just happened, and you've just thought, I'm going to finish out this set.
Got to finish the set.
Wow.
That's professionalism.
That's what you do. I think anyone would be the same, really. That's what Judas Priest means. And I'm up there as part of that now. And that's what I've got to fulfill. And anything else really was secondary. Maybe it shouldn't have been. But in the heat of the moment, that's what it was. And that's what I did, really.
Yep.
Did you hit every note? Did you get a chance to look back or listen to the performance?
No, never. I never hit every note, but at least that night I had an excuse.
you did. In my defense, I was having an AR thing going on.
Exactly, yeah. I haven't got an excuse for the other nights where I hit some bum notes, but, that one I did.
Right.
Richie Faulkner's on. Judas Priest and Elegant Weapons. Tell us about Elegant Weapons. It's a super group.
Well, that's the name that people give to it, really. I'm just fortunate that I've got some great friends of mine that happen to be fantastic musicians and legends in some case. You know, I've got Scott Travis and Rex Brown on the record from Pantera and Priest. I've got Ronnie Romero. I've got Christopher Williams from Accept on drums. And I've got Davey Rimmer from Uriah Heep on the bass. And they just make me sound good. That's basically what it is. So,
that works. And all super friends, obviously, too. Now, what, like, so
my thing.
Of all, like, musicians you ever played with, like, who was, like, your favorite you ever, like, had jam with?
That's such a difficult question, you know, because obviously each musician's got their own character, and what makes them great can be so different between each other. Rob Halford's amazing.
Oh,
I remember the first time I got in a room with Rob Halford, and it was that voice was coming out over the speakers. That was a trip, you know, that was pretty special. And then it's people as well, like Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm, just a phenomenal vocalist. Just being in the room playing with her was just fantastic. You know, but the list goes on, really, for so many different reasons.
When you first stepped out on stage, though, your first gig replacing KK Downing, how did the audience receive you?
Do you know what? That first show, it was a smaller show. It was in Holland somewhere, and I don't have much of a recollection. The second one was a big show, and I remember that one. And I remember there was a moment in that show where it was a big ego ramp down out into the crowd, and Rob rode the Harley right out to the end of the ego ramp.
Awesome.
Raining. The lights were flashing on the bike, and there was smoke coming out from the bike. And there was 30,000 people in front of him copying him with the horns in the air. And I just remember thinking, this is unreal, but so real at the same time. It was an incredible moment, and one I'll never forget, you know?
This is pretty cool.
Richie Faulkner, Judas Priest, Elegant Weapons on the phone. Elegant Weapons, new album, Horns for a Halo, dropping this week, May 26th. Congratulations on such a great career, but man, that aneurysm, wow.
Yeah.
Glad you made it, brother.
You're meant to be here.
Yes, you're meant to be here.
Thank you very much, guys. Again, it gives you a motivation to, you know, if you know, you never know what's around the corner. So if you've got an album to write or a song to write or a book to write or somewhere to go in life, you know, do it. Try and do it and give it your best shot. Because, you know, in my case, it's very real. You never know what's around the corner. So it kind of gives me a motivation to get stuff done, you know.
So once you realize you survived and you lived, like, who did you call to say something that you have always wanted to say?
That's a great question. I mean, the first thing I did was pick up the guitar when I could. I mean, obviously, you call your family, you know, that sort of stuff. But I wanted to get back to playing. I mean, I was back on stage. I think I went out again with Priest after 5 months. But some people say it was a bit too soon, but it was important to me to get back to who I was. It was healing, you know, to have a target. It worked for me. So call your family and, you know, for me, get back on the guitar, get back on the horse and do what you do. You know, that really helped me.
That's awesome advice. Richie, thank you so much for coming on, man. And congratulations on the new album. We're linked up to all things Elegant Weapons on the radio station website.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Been various moose sightings. Mooses.
Mooses.
Did somebody say that there was a second moose hit in, what was it? Where was the first one?
There was two. Hamden was the first one. Right. That
one was Hamden.
Hit.
One was like a Heartland, not Heart. Was
Heartland. I think it was Heartland, yes.
Heartland?
Yes, I believe
was there
so,
a
yes.
second one hit in Heartland?
Yes.
What?
There's two hit in Heartland. Okay.
There's been a lot. There's been a lot of sightings as well. And, like, you know, the police are coming out like, hey, look, it's cool because we don't get to see them a lot. Don't go near them.
Right.
if they are threatened, you're going to lose that one every time.
Yes.
Yeah. Ruth, what are we...
We received a message from Chris Davis, the fire chief in East Heartland, and said that there were two struck and killed in the last 2 weeks.
Man. That was a bummer.
So that's three moose down?
I guess our total would be three dead.
Yeah.
Three blind moose. That was bad.
Here are some of the tips if you come across a moose. Do not be loud or aggressive.
Right. Do not tell a bad joke.
Don't do the bear thing.
Don't make the moose strike you.
Do not be loud and aggressive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Bears,
right.
Loud and aggressive.
Right. Moose.
They'll run away
from you. Exact opposite.
Usually.
Moose.
Right.
No.
They say, oh, we're fighting. That's what we're doing.
Right.
Okay, let's bring it.
I was just going to leave, but now that you're being loud and aggressive,
I was going to eat your tools.
I'll be loud and aggressive.
Right.
Challenge accepted.
Right.
Keep your distance.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea.
Smart.
Yeah, because they're big.
If a moose charges you, hide behind a tree.
Okay. That'll protect you.
That's great. Yeah, that we need to be told this.
Yeah, it's like hide and seek. Where'd the person go? I have no idea.
I want to see the person who's like, wait a minute, what did they say about being charged?
Right.
Let me look that up on my
phone. Right. Oh, so you hide behind a tree. We just limp behind this tree
right
now.
Hide behind a tree.
Everybody knows.
Go inside a building or a vehicle. Well, thank you for that.
Well, the moose always know when you buy the tree. Pardon me.
Is that a moose?
That's a moose.
Okay. Oh, sorry about that.
That does sound like my stomach at about 2 a.m.
When I chug a beer.
Yeah, that sounds like a cow in the drive-thru line at the end of a long night.
If you see a moose lower its head,
you're in trouble.
Get behind a tree.
You're in trouble.
Right.
Run.
Right. Scream. Then it's okay to make loud noise because you're about to get trampled.
If you see the hair standing up on its neck.
Yeah, kind of tough to see.
You're too close.
Right. If you can see his hair raising on his neck.
Right. If that's a detail you can even make out, you're already too close.
You're too close.
Just start backing away.
Go hide behind a tree. Yes.
Licking their snout, pinning their ears back.
Oh.
Sounds, not good.
Sounds sexy.
Oh, come hither.
We have a lot of moose, so be careful.
Yes.
There you go. All right, here's a guy who was saving ducklings by helping them cross a busy road.
That's a sad story, yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, it's sad.
Thanks.
I'm going to put my head down.
It wouldn't have made news if it wasn't.
I'm going to put mine down.
I see the hair on your back raising.
Yes, we already know it's sad. He died.
Did the ducks live at least?
Yes.
The ducks are fine, yes.
It's a self-sacrifice.
Seems like you're okay with that.
Yeah.
It wasn't a total loss.
This guy in California, a father, pulls over.
His kids
are in the car. He starts doing this. He starts opening his arms to, you know, keep, like, corral them.
Yeah.
And he's...
Gather around, children. Gather
around. Let's go. Cross the street. Busy road. Everyone's like, nice job.
Right.
Honk, honk. Thumbs up. Window down. Great job. He's coming back to the car.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Dead.
Terrible.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
One of the ducks should have, like, ushered him out of the street. Wings out.
Well, I have mixed emotions about this.
Yeah. You got to be careful. I mean, yes, obviously, saving the ducks... amazing, wonderful job.
I feel like everyone does that. Like, I remember, you know, my dad once, there was like a snapping turtle in the middle of the road.
I did the same thing for a turtle.
You push it across, but then you don't think someone's going to come drive. Whoosh!
Yeah. I did it for a turtle, and I realized halfway through, I'm like, this was a bad decision.
It's
on a corner.
You could be a story, yeah.
You're going to slow, you're trying to push it slow.
Right. It's not like wrangling ducks.
Yes.
They go, diggy, 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 diggy.
Right, they move faster.
The turtle's like, hey, man,
yeah,
I'm moving as fast as I can. I'm moving as fast as I can.
I'm speeding right now.
And now I'm like halfway through this. I almost got hit twice. I'm like, yeah, I almost want to leave you on your own, but now I'm committed. Yeah. I almost died twice. Yeah. Now I got to get you. Now I got to have this a win.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was a bad move. I could have injured other people, myself. Like, it was stupid. Just like turtles, figure it out.
Well, there was a story a couple of days ago where a guy stopped his pickup to avoid hitting a turtle and caused a multi-car pileup because nobody else was ready for this.
I saw that.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough to watch it.
Yeah. You don't want to hit the animal, obviously. You don't want to do
that. Right.
But maybe if you're ushering the animal to the side, once you get to the other side, watch where you're going when you're walking back.
Like AJ, save the animals. Then be careful.
Yeah, so I know you're fork
you're,
right now.
You're you not like saying you're, don't do it.
You feel like you know you can part the Red Sea right now. You're wonderful, but be careful on the way back.
If you're not trained in traffic control, just keep going.
Right.
Okay. If you're this guy, you know nothing about like. Let me put my arms out. Get the duck.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yep.
So it was a 17-year-old girl driving the car. There's no suspicion of drunk driving or whatever.
Might have been on a phone.
Don't know
though.
If she was on a cell phone. Okay.
It's my immediate assumption.
Okay. Yeah. It is something that you think about, but yeah. At the same time, she could have been just driving.
She could have been.
And didn't
yeah.
expect that
she's
for a dude
years
to
old.
Be in the middle of the road.
Yeah, he's not an experienced driver, really. 17.
Now, we don't know. Like, he may yeah. have been coming off of this, like, everyone's like, hey, nice job. It's like, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I did that.
Right.
Hey, man, thumbs up.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Boom.
Right.
Maybe it was his problem.
Maybe. You got to watch the way
but,
back.
But she has to live with that.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Just saying, it's sad for everyone.
It is.
No,
just
it is.
Keep
yeah.
moving.
Well, except for little ducks, they're happy.
Keep moving.
ducks don't know nothing.
They don't even know.
Right. They have
no idea.
They have no idea. They're living the, yep. duck, living the duck life.
They're living the duck life.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yep. Those ducks were like, did you hear that?
Right. Now.
Now. Keep moving.
Now.
Keep moving.
All right. The nice man told us to keep going this way.
Let's go to the pond.
Let's do what he wants. Beach day.
And now the next time they see a guy, it'll be like, hey, it's one of those human people. They're very nice. Click, click, boom.
Right.
Damn it.
This one's totally different.
People are so unpredictable.
This one's totally different. Wait, first he called us.
Can I tell you, I saw something horrible when I left here one day.
Oh, sorry about that. I was changing the parking
lot. Yeah, that was bad, but okay. there was yeah. another time.
Okay.
I was driving down the road, and this had you could tell it just happened.
Oh, no.
It was the same scenario. Mother and father ducks were walking their little ducklings across the road, and someone ran right over a bunch of them.
Oh.
And there was one duckling squished into the road where it was still moving its wing.
Still twitching, oh. yeah.
Twitching.
Yeah.
And the mother duck walked back out into the road and was quacking at the little duck.
Yeah.
Like, basically, get up, and
on.
Let's go.
Come on, yeah.
And you can see the father ducks on the side of the road like, hey, we got to go. You yeah. still got three. We got to, come on. Right. He's like, come on, let's go.
We'll make new ones tonight.
We're good. But it was like one of those images of it's like a Sopranos kind of like imprint yeah. where I'm like, yep. I'm always going to refer back to this as like some real sad moment.
Yep. Leave him behind.
Yeah, stupid guy.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, you got to watch on the way back. It's nice.
They're ducks. We eat them.
It's nice and noble you did that.
Keep moving. But if it's a kid, yes. If it's a duck, move and hope that it works out.
Well, you can save the animal. Just watch the way back.
Okay.
Go to a safe spot to cross the road again.
I was looking at this picture. I'm like, I can't even figure out how where the traffic's coming from, how this is a weird place to get out of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a good place.
Yeah.
So, sad.
Very sad.
Do it when safe.
All right, this one's not sad, but it's concerning.
Yeah.
it's about dogs. If you have dogs, pay attention. This is all about this parvovirus.
That's
you know
nasty.
What this is?
Yeah, it's nasty.
That's real nasty yeah. stuff.
What do we know about it?
As far as I know, usually once they find it, it's too late for the dog.
I mean, really? There are cases where dogs survive, but a lot of times they don't. They start coughing, for example.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
And I heard it affects dogs
in
and
my
comedians.
Direction, apparently.
Hey, what are the next symptoms? No.
Mortality can reach 91% in untreated cases.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Is it a problem in Connecticut? Why do I have this story? This one's Kansas City.
Because they're saying it's becoming a concern. It's rising, so it could happen anywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, it's rising, so letting everybody know right now.
So if your dog has a cough... Be concerned.
Well, it's transferred through feces, so just don't let the dogs roll right. around
yeah,
in
you guys
or eat.
Great.
It happens all the time. No, people let their dogs do it. I'm like, I don't know why you would do that.
Right. No, but there's no way to avoid it. They go
pick
to
it up.
A park.
Pick yes. it up.
Okay, well, that's fine. If you're counting on yourself yeah. to do it, but you can't count on other people to do it.
Yes, yeah.
No, you can't.
Yes.
People come here to our building yeah. complex, and they use this as their giant freaking dog poo box.
They do.
Exactly.
They come here. I see them walking around. There's no plastic bags.
Nope.
Usually they're out there right around
right now.
Too. I don't see
you know what?
Right
we should
now,
send but... the intern out there. Just go yell at people who are walking their dogs.
Right. Or give her some plastic bags.
Here you go.
We could do that, too.
Oh, I thought she was passing them out. Yeah. I see.
I'm in dog duty.
I see.
Gotta start at the bottom.
Yeah, you're on dog duty.
Duty.
Okay, animals and ice cream. We're still in the animal park.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready for the ice cream story. Does it all get right. better?
This
Are we
one...
getting better?
Are we having a happy one finally?
Getting better.
How do you feel about seals?
I love seals.
I love seals.
How do you feel about baby seals?
I love seals.
Baby seals?
Then this one's sad.
There's nothing cuter than a baby seal.
And this is a sad one. It's animals and ice cream. We're still on animals. A great white was seen devouring a seal off Cape Cod as shark season begins.
All right, that's nature. That's not...
Yeah, but still nasty.
No, that's, you know, that's...
Right, they got to eat.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, I know, but still you feel bad for the seal.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Cute little baby seal with the big, big
That's
big
that's
eyes.
The food chain in action right there.
Where's the ice cream part?
We're going to get there.
Okay. That's what he served it with.
Okay. Eyewitnesses on the Dolphin Fleet Whale Watch spotted a great white shark munching on a juvenile gray seal Sunday morning.
Oh, juvie.
Ooh.
I got to tell you, that's not too far from here, by the way.
No. They have been here in Connecticut.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I think that's an inaccurate description. I don't know that a great white knows how to munch. I think it's just sever and chew, and
I'm
that's
just gonna
it.
Have
that's
a snack over here.
This one took 7 minutes to finish off this seal, so it was kind of chewy.
They mommy. Will play with them sometimes.
Mm.
Yeah,
I watch a lot of Shark Week.
Don't play with your food.
No, they will. They'll like explode them out of the water to disorient them, and then they'll sort of circle them because they like a little bit of a chase, but they want to identify the single.
It's like a cat playing with a mouse.
Exactly. So they come from underneath, straight up. Launch them out of the water. Like, that's the shot that we all see in slow motion with their mouth open. But they usually don't kill them there. Then when they come
they just
down...
wound them.
Yeah,
so it's like, you're not going too far, but I'm going to knock you around a little bit.
It's the weight of the shark, it, like, concusses the seal.
Yeah, and then, I'm going to act like a dolphin and knock you around like a little
exactly.
ball. Then I'm going to eat you.
That's kind it. Of exactly what they do.
And that's what happened. It took 7 minutes for the shark to consume the seal, and the predator was... estimated to be over 12 feet long.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's a big one.
That's music's scary.
That's a great white.
I hate to say it. That's way better than a whale watch. I've been on whale watches. They're not that fascinating.
It's time for revenge. I'm going to McDonald's. I'm buying a fillet of fish. I'm going to push it across my dashboard a couple of times and then eat it.
Yeah, there had to be mixed reactions on the boat. Some, oh, my. Oh, that's sad. Some people are like, man, this is awesome.
You don't understand. You have no idea. You'll never see this. You're going to talk about this whale watch forever.
I'm looking for the video.
Right.
Where's the video? How is this going on for 7 minutes and no one has this? Where's the video?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, never go on another whale watch. You'll never live up to that one. It'll never happen again.
Right. Is there a shark watch?
The increased presence of white sharks close to shore off Cape Cod has been tied to the increase in seal populations.
Yeah. Kind of moving seals inland.
Be careful.
Yep.
I can't think of the last time I was neck deep in the ocean. Like jumped off a boat or even in the sound.
Yes, me never.
Really?
I don't mind the ocean.
I think a couple years ago I jumped off my cousin's boat into the sound. But
no.
I think I'm more afraid of lakes.
I gotta see what's in the water. I like pools.
Oh. Mm.
I gotta see. Oh, that's just me. Okay.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Oh. All right, let's go to ice cream.
Yes.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, please.
Please.
Right.
Ice cream was poisoned and killed 18... No, just kidding.
The great white ice cream with seal flavor from Seal Test.
I was like, I'm out of here. If this is how it's going to be all day, I'm leaving.
It's a sad ice cream story, okay. but not tragic.
Yeah, no one's dying here.
The TikTok account for Dairy Queen in Shelby Township, Michigan, recently posted a video claiming that cherry-flavored cone dip...
Don't do this to me.
...is being discontinued.
No!
That is my number one order there.
That's my number one order, guys.
That's all you see. Anybody
the cherry
order
dip.
From there, yeah.
This is actually devastating.
I've never had it.
It's so great.
Jennifer was just talking about it last week.
I had it for the first time 2 years ago. It was
guys,
great.
It's the worst radio morning ever.
It's my number one order there.
Duckling safe, but guy dies.
Right. You picture
baby
that.
Seal murdered.
Yeah, it is a great flavor.
When I worked at the Dairy Queen in Stanford, and people would come with me, can you dump a second time? I'm like, I can't. That's super heated, and as soon as I dunk it in, you're going to actually get less. And they'd argue with me, like, just do it. I'm like, I can't. I'm literally, I work with people that they tell me I'm not allowed to do that. I can't
First
do
of
it
all, whoever
you.
Came up with that is a genius.
I'm cutting you off.
I never did the cherry, but the chocolate.
Yeah.
Having that. Case outside.
Yeah.
Like nuts.
It's amazing.
The video is
thought when this was written had 3.1 million views. Here's some audio from it.
I love coming on here to tell you guys when Dairy Queen has a new product, but unfortunately today I have some bad news and I feel like a lot of people will be upset about this. I don't know when or if it's returning, but Dairy Queen is discontinuing their cherry cone dip. It's already sold out in our warehouse, so once we deplete the inventory in the store, it will be sold out until further notice.
Brutal.
No.
It's upset. I'm actually brutal. Upset.
I can see you're physically and emotionally.
It's a really good, it's this fake cherry flavor.
It's like a hardened thing on there. It's delicious.
But there's something very comforting about the fake cherry flavor in the shell that
gives
they have.
Gives you a fake happy feeling.
Yeah.
I'm not a cherry fan. I like the chocolate.
Yeah, but this is really good.
It's you so
have
good.
Have we have,
yeah, it's so good.
Let's go get ice cream.
We need to road trip.
Do it.
Road
trip. I would do it at heartbeat.
Send the intern.
By the time it gets back here, it'll be melted.
Drive fast.
I don't even do a cone. I do the cup because when it sits on top of the ice cream, you get like a really thick layer of it.
Yeah.
It's like excavating your ice cream. It's so much. Yeah. This is brutal.
I never got the connection, but I was at some cruise night one night, and they gave me a DQ coupon. So DQ is right there. So I had one. I'm like, oh, my God.
What's the closest DQ to us?
I know there's one in Brantford, North Brantford. And I guess hit that little cookie.
There used to be one in Seymour. That's gone.
There was one in Milford, I think, at one point, but something different now. Mm. I don't know. It's got to be one close by.
I live a mile away from one. I literally can, in the summer, I will bike from my house to Dairy Queen and just get an ice cream cone. It's like the best way to end a good summer night.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Now I'm.
It is pretty spectacular.
I love their burgers.
Yeah, I never had a burger there. See, I go to ice cream place for ice cream, you know?
Yeah.
Like the burger place, like there's tons of burger places.
Yeah, but why go to a burger place than an ice cream place?
Right.
You can get a burger and an ice cream at the same place.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very fussy with my burgers.
There's one.
Have you had one?
Not yet, no.
Then try it.
You know what? I will.
And you're going to be like, wow.
Really?
I've been going to two different places.
Is that good?
Just go to one.
Is that good? Wow. Okay.
It is good.
There's one about 3 miles from here.
Seriously? What?
Wait, guys, can we go for real?
What time did they open?
That's a great question.
I'm going to say 11.
11
a.m.
Damn it. What is Jimmy up to now? Live Nation's Jimmy Coppa. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
On
at 9 o'clock. I feel like I should get paid twice as much as I get paid now.
Right. We're going to double your salary.
That's it. Whatever we gave you last week, double it.
Two times zero. What's two times zero?
I'm going to get back to you on
double
that.
Double zero.
You need my calculator?
Yeah, I'm not good at math.
No, I do want to mention and thank everybody who partook in what we called Festival Weekend for Sound on Sound. $99 tickets all in with for Saturday, which is the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Sunday, which is John Mayer and Alanis Morissette, plus many others, of course. And it is so, you know, every once in a while you hit something and you don't know how hot it's going to be, and you go, wow, you're surprised at ticket sales. And this happened on this show, on this offer. So we decided to extend what we called Festival Weekend and call it Festival Week. And now through Memorial Day weekend, which is through Monday at 11:59 p.m., we will still continue to offer $99 tickets all in for Saturday and $99 all in for Sunday. All you need to do is, it's a different website now to go on because the other festivals are, I don't believe, participating in it anymore. But we will continue to offer Connecticut this discount and anybody that's listening that wants to come to Connecticut. And that's livenation.com/soundonsound. Simple as that. And you go on, it's live right now. We just turned it on at 9 o'clock. So, it's live again. It will go through Monday, May 29th, 11:59 PM and tickets are $99 all in.
Nice.
Now, does anyone else at Live Nation know you're doing this?
He's talking kind of low right now.
You know, we'll just kind of do this, and don't tell the bosses, and we'll just see how long we can do it.
Listen, guys, carefully, quickly.
The only people that I think know are the IT people how to set up the new site for us to do it, but I'll probably hear from them when they get up. They're in Beverly Hills, so they'll probably hear from them around 11 o'clock when they hear we did this.
Yeah, it'll be too late by then.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It's great. It's great. We're so happy. We sold over 5,000 tickets already at $99. So clearly it's something that's very, very popular.
Cool.
And so we're going to continue it through the week, which is great.
Nice.
Really good. So May 29th, 11:59 p.m., right up till then. $99 all in. Now, is there a limit? There was a limit last time, and
well, there's really if there's a limit, I'm not aware of it. Maybe there is. I really don't know. I really don't know if there's a limit.
Okay. So,
you know,
I would do it now rather than wait.
Only one way to find out.
Oh, it means there's a limited allotment. Yes, we've increased the allotment, limit per person. Yes, there's a limited allotment. So I suggest do it, you know, sooner rather than later. But
yeah,
we think we have enough to last. We think. We ran out at 5,000. So we had to last night turn it on at 10:45. And we went almost 5,300. And when we turned it back on, because we had limited it at 5,000. So we think we have enough this time. We hope.
As I was about to go on the air with Jimmy, I said, is there anything else going on today? And he said, well, we're announcing something at 10 a.m. this morning.
Oh, we have to wait till then?
Oh.
Well, if everybody at Live Nation's still asleep on the West Coast, I could probably get away with announcing that Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater Bridgeport is welcoming back Jackson Browne September 1st, Labor Day weekend. And tickets go on sale Friday. And we'll officially announce it at 10 a.m.
Cool.
Everywhere else.
Everywhere else. Right. I love that.
That sold out last time.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
It'll sell out again.
Definitely will.
Wow. Thank you for breaking that here.
Yes, thank you.
No problem. Always first.
Yep.
Jimmy Koplik announcing that the Sound on Sound will extend their $99 all-day, one-day GA pass until May 29th, but there's a limited number of tickets, so do it. It's livenation.com/soundonsound. We're linked up on the radio station website. Also, Jimmy just announced Jackson Browne.
Yep.
Awesome.
Going to play the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater on Labor Day weekend. Tickets on sale this Friday. The show will be announced at 10 a.m., but now you know. So, Jimmy, thank you. Officials at a hospital in Western Germany have expressed regret after it emerged that one of their surgeons got a cleaner to assist in a toe amputation. The incident at a university hospital didn't result in any complications to the patient, but the doctor has since been fired. The hospital's chief executive said the surgeon wrongly decided to go ahead with the routine procedure, even though no qualified assistant was available. I guess the patient went under a local...
anesthetic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then started coming out of it.
Whoops.
And it's like, ooh, if we're going to do this, got to do it right now.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Hey, can you come in here?
Right.
Grab that leg. Hold that leg.
Right. Put the mop down for a second.
Because he started moving around.
Yeah.
He's like, oh.
Yeah. Now hold him down for a second.
I'm just going to take me a second. Take this toe right off.
Right.
Get that mop handle. Put it right in his mouth,
there
right between
go.
His teeth. Give him something to bite down on.
Now, do you make a necklace with it?
The cleaner had no medical experience. You don't say.
No.
That's why he wasn't a doctor.
Yeah, but the doctor have cleaning experience? No, he did not either. So it's all the
expertise. He knew how to sterilize stuff.
Right.
That's tough deal, because once you do that, you start mopping the floor. You're like, man, I don't know. I kind of killed it in that room.
I feel like I'm owed a little bit more now.
I could do this.
Yeah, I got that knack now. You know what? I'm going to turn my garage into an operating
room. It's hard to go back to cleaning floors, sinks, and toilets you assisted in a surgical procedure.
I was somebody for a moment there, scalping my hand and everything.
The incident came to light after a hospital manager spotted the cleaner, bloody gauze pads in hand, in the operating theater. Quote, this should never have happened.
You think? Wow.
What a quote.
I don't think I'd have a problem with it. It was like, here's your options.
Yeah.
At least they got the right toe, right?
We could have let you wake up, and then you'd have to come back 6 months later. You'd have to live with that stupid toe.
Do it all over again. Yep.
You'd have to come. We didn't have any help.
Right.
So
right.
I just thought, snip.
Yeah.
No instruments. He just, you know, holding the leg in place. That was it.
Exactly. Just hold it right here.
Yeah, the less I know about that procedure, once you knock me out, the better.
Now,
I don't care who's in the room. Like, just...
Yeah. If I wake up, everything's fine.
Right.
Just don't tell me.
I have no questions. I'm good. Let me get out of here.
Do you get the toe back in like a jar of formaldehyde?
Do you want it?
I don't know.
I kind of would.
Yeah, kind of.
They had to cut a part of my body off? Like,
it's mine.
I want to hold that.
Yeah. They want to hand it down throughout the generations. This is grandpa's toe.
You wouldn't want that?
I wouldn't want it.
Right.
Like if they had to cut your ear off, you wouldn't want your ear in a jar?
What am I going
to
do?
Who says you have to do anything with it? Why wouldn't you want that?
Oh, it's easy.
Why would I want
someone
it?
Someone says, someone starts,
it's hilarious.
You know, someone starts, you know, chewing your ear off. You just put the jar.
There you go.
Talk to the ear.
Yeah.
I got to go.
I got to go.
Pick pick up the jar. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Right.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Exactly.
Here, you talking to that. I'm going to go in the other room. I'll see if I can hear you.
Right.
It's something no one else would have.
You can have it bronzed.
Right. You can put an earring on it.
Put it on your desk.
Yep. The buck stops ear.
Get a custom telephone where that's the earpiece.
Don't bother me. I'm irresponsible.
Man declared unfit to drive causes accident in the court parking lot 30 minutes later. Yeah, so he was in front of the judge February 14th, Valentine's Day. He was declared unfit to drive a car. That didn't stop him from getting back into his car and immediately causing an accident in the court parking lot.
I fooled them. I grabbed a truck.
You arrived here by car February 14th, 9:10 a.m. My fellow judge declared you unfit to drive, which means you were not allowed to drive from the time of that ruling.
Oops. I like that they have to further explain that.
Right, I could just go
home. Clearly you didn't get it the first time.
Yeah, it wasn't, yeah, when you get home, that's it. No more driving for you.
And half an hour later, you do so anyway with all the consequences.
So he's back in court again?
In his defense, the man stated that he did not know the police judge's ruling was effective immediately.
Oh, he's like 24
Oh, you
hours.
Mean like now?
Like right now, now. Like, okay, like don't go home with the car. Park it.
I drove here.
Right.
I had to get home.
I need a ride home. Like now. Not now, before not, then. Now. Now, later now, but now.
Not the later that's going to be now.
Right.
Serious question, though. Had he just driven home without incident, would they have known?
No.
There's no way.
But he didn't even get out of the parking lot. Yeah. It wasn't even like he was down the street.
That's pretty bad.
I know.
Like, weren't you that guy
who
was just in court?
No. Oh, somebody else.
Man gets dentures stuck in lung after swallowing them by accident.
Ooh. No way. Come on.
Ow.
Here's the kicker. He's 22.
Okay.
What?
Meth.
What's happening?
Apparently, swallow his tooth or inhale his tooth.
The unnamed 22-year-old man from Wisconsin was wearing a row of silver fake teeth. Suffered
okay.
a freak accident resulting in heavy coughing and wheezing.
Oh, he got grills in the gills.
He was taken to the hospital where an x-ray was taken, revealing that he had a 1.5-inch denture stuck in the airway of his lung.
Yeah, we see your x-ray. You look happy here.
Bad news, it's in your lung. Good news, looks like you're smiling.
Yes, you're happy.
Doctors then rushed the young man, blah, 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 removed the object using a flex tube and feeding it down the man's throat. Oh, that sounds lovely.
Couldn't you just, like, put the air hose in his butt and just force it out? Blood the other way. Yeah, you know, same way it came in.
Hold on, let's hold your nose, your mouth closed.
Okay, right,
hold on. Air in.
Out the mouth.
Ping.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.